This week in Delaware County, we're starting up a school year. Holy cow, let's get all things Muncie Central High School with Tom Jarvis, the principal. He's back in the studio. Hello and good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Yep. Well, I saw you since then, didn't I?
Well, but this is Happy New Year for our students.
Okay, all right. We're headed towards the 12th, is that
right?
Yeah, August 12th.
August 12th is the first day for students, and teachers will come on August the 10th and for meetings, and not only corporate meetings, but building meetings, and then on Tuesday, they will be in their classroom preparing for the students that will arrive on Wednesday morning.
All right. We're going to have another great school year, and let's talk about the registration process.
Registration starts Monday, and it will go on every day at our school next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's from 8 to 11 and 12:30 to 3:30. And then from Tuesday and Thursday, we switch the times to allow those parents that work during the day. So we're going to have it from 12:30 to 6:30 again on Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the auditorium, we'll have a little orientation for parents of freshmen or anyone that wants to come, really, new students as well as other parents and even you, Steve.
Oh, I could?
Yes.
I could come there?
We can register you for school.
You don't want the baggage that comes with me. Trust me. I mean, come on. You have your hands full. The registration process includes stuff that they should bring along?
New students especially will need to have at least a Social Security number and a birth certificate. Other students who have been enrolled in the past, they can get there'll be enrollment forms. They can go online at our school website and download those and fill them out ahead of time. But if not, they can fill them at school, and it will all be in the gymnasium. This year, for the first time, our students, as they register, that were here last year, or eighth graders that are freshmen, they will receive their iPad that day.
Oh, okay. So one visit takes care of everything. That's convenient.
Yes.
Very good. Tom Jarvis, Muncie Central High School, is our guest. We have him in about once a month to give you some background information, folks, not just for the students or the parents of the students, but also for the community, because we know how important that schools are to how our communities work and thrive. Let's talk about athletes. I think this past Wednesday they had the physical event. Get all those forms put together too.
That's right. And they have to have a physical on file before they can practice.
That's
most parents don't know that, but that's just the rule. It's not our rule. It's the IHSA because of the heat index, because of concussions.
Yeah, there's a concussion test now that's required too.
Every student, even cheerleaders, every athlete, including cheerleaders, have to have that concussion impact testing. We do that in our building. Kevin Beach, our trainer, does that. Phenomenal. And it creates a baseline for those athletes.
I saw a list come up from Anna Pichardo Communications, a bunch of dates about who starts practice when for the athletics.
They all start Monday.
Yeah.
Some will start early in the morning. Others will start in the afternoon, depending on the coach. And if it's a—
Did you play football?
No, I ran cross country and track.
Okay. Do cross country and track go into 2 and 3 a days?
We used to run like 20 miles a day. Back in those days, they thought the more distance you put in, the better you'd be.
So. Yeah, but if you got tired, you just switched off with your twin brother, didn't you?
We did. Yes, we did.
Yeah. For everybody listening to this on the podcast, by the way, the kiddos, that's Principal Jarvis admitting to a bit of a foible.
Or if I wasn't doing well in class, I'd ask him to take my class for
That's me. Not true. That's not true. Okay, some more dates. The teachers, you said that they're August 10th, and then the August 11th, what does that say?
That's a prep day for teachers to prepare them for their rooms, classrooms.
And got it.
Get it ready.
And then the first day for students, as we said, is the 12th. Let's talk about the Tools for School Drive. August 8th is that event for all Delaware County, by the way, students and their families are welcome to the fairgrounds in Muncie for school supplies and or shoes.
And you know, that used to be held at Muncie Central, but I think it's grown so much that they have it at the fairgrounds. What a great opportunity for any parent that needs school supplies or a pair of shoes for their kids to come and get those for free.
That, by the way, folks, that event is August 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the fairgrounds in Muncie. And they're asking that you don't need to show up extra early. They've had some people like camp out overnight.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to do that. They're going to be able to help and get stuff for everybody that's in line. So just make sure that you come at the right time.
You know, Steve, it's really important, too, that parents have their children prepared for that first day of school.
Yes.
We will start instruction that first day, and they need to get plenty of sleep the night before, make sure they have a good breakfast. And we're asking parents this year to really step up and get involved with their students at Muncie Central and Muncie Community Schools because, you know, we know that in order for a student to get a well-rounded education, it really takes the support of parents. And we can't emphasize that enough. Parents are really the lifeline of their children's success and or failures.
Tell you what, it's a lot of work to do that, to do it right, to support the kids. But it pays off for everybody. It pays off for the parents, but especially it pays off for the kiddo.
That's right. And we want parents to feel welcome in our schools. And when they come in, you know, we hope that they're treated with respect. We expect our teachers or our security, you know, to treat every parent or every person that walks through that building with respect and dignity. At the same time, we want the parents to treat our people the same way.
Tom Jarvis, our guest. He's the principal for Muncie Central High School. I know you're very proud of an upcoming August 22 event. Tell our listeners what this is.
We have been working on this, last year during the merger, we had some leadership conferences, and we wanted to continue that this year, and thanks to the grace of Ball Brothers Foundation through a grant that we received, we're going to have a student leadership conference for approximately 150 of our students. Harvey Alston is a world-renowned motivational speaker. Comes to us from Ohio, but he has spoken at numerous conventions. I've personally have heard him probably a dozen times, and he will be the keynote speaker and will actually lead a facilitating group as we rotate kids through different topics. And so that's going to be, I think, from 10 to 3, and lunch will be provided for our students. We're going to try and get athletes and student leaders, whether they be class officers or valedictorians, salutatorians, or anyone that teachers identify as a potential leader, to talk about how to be a leader during the school day, in school, and outside of school.
Great stuff. How do the kids become one of those 150-ish? Do they have to apply?
Or well, I've already started that process.
Okay,
I asked the athletic director to give me at least 5 names from every sport.
Oh, okay, recommendations.
Recommendations,
sure.
Cheerleaders.
Oh, good.
We have the list of student class officers, so we'll invite them. Clubs and organizations, those sponsors, Fellowship of Christian Athletes,
sure.
We have student leaders there. And
good.
So we'll get them a letter.
Let's get back to athletics now, because that's a part of school, too, the camaraderie and the student body and the outside community, you know, coming together with the school. Football, when are we going?
Football, the first scrimmage, believe it or not, is August 14th.
Wow.
And we will scrimmage Delta at Delta.
Okay.
I think that will start at 7:30.
Okay.
Typically, there's no charge for that. And then August 21 is actually kickoff season. We'll be at Pendleton for our first football game on the 21st, starting at 7:30.
Home when? Can you remember?
The 28th.
The 28th.
Matter of fact, that's going to be homecoming.
Oh, geez, that's fast.
Against Richmond.
Wow, the Red Devils.
Yeah, that's real quick. So,
okay.
But, we looked at our schedule, and that was really the best date for us, and I think it will be exciting. Now, we're going to move our parade to Thursday after school instead of Friday.
Okay.
And that will allow the football team to participate.
Oh, okay, great.
And
I imagine that's
Friday,
positive.
Well, and that Friday is so packed,
sure,
with a pep session and the ball game and then the dance afterwards. So we just thought, let's move it to Thursday. It's a change, but I think it'll be positive.
About a minute left in our segment with Tom Jarvis. I know you mentioned earlier the Ball Brothers and the latest grant. You are so thankful and appreciative of what they have done and continue to do for Muncie Community Schools and Muncie Central High School in particular.
We couldn't do what we've done with the merger and this year too without the help of Ball Brothers Foundation. And they provide so much. You know, we're getting new scoreboards, outdoor scoreboards, and
wow,
uniforms, and professional development. The list goes on and on that we would not be able to do if it wasn't for the support of the Ball Brothers Foundation.
I've not talked to the new superintendent at length just yet. We're working on that, folks. But is there any possibility that they could rename the Ball Brothers Foundation to the Steve Ball Brothers Foundation? Have they considered that? Has anybody sort of noodled that idea?
I don't think they have, but at least he has the same last name. And now it's spelled differently.
That's fine, yeah. It sounds the same.
You know, and I'll tell you, Dr. Ball, he's a great guy and very intelligent. You know, he went to the White House. He was invited to the White House as one of the top 100 educators in technology.
Wow.
And so he might even have a story about Obama or stuff. I don't know.
I'll look forward to speaking to him very soon. Good talk to you.
Hey, good talking to you.
Have a great school year, you and the staff and the kiddos, too, at the Muncie Central High School this week in Delaware County.